Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is it true that what's on the inside of me affects the outside of me? Yes. Well, if it affects your face, it can affect your kidneys. Yes. It can affect your blood. It can affect your lungs, your immune system. And that's what he's saying. I tell people, say, well, there's no cure. Actually, there is. Take two big doses of joy. Amen. Right. Tell me about it in the morning. Amen. Right. Come on. I assure you, it's going to affect your anatomy. Amen. Your body, your systems, your glands, your organs. It's going to affect you. Yeah. Not just your body, but your soul and your emotions. Yes. And your mind. Mm-hmm. You're connected. Yeah. Spirit. Soul, mind, body. It's all connected. We divide them to talk about them, but they function as one unit. They flow together. Amen. Like sometimes people have tried to separate it and go, my heart's amazing, but outside I'm a mess. I'm sorry. I just... No, that's not... The outside is a reflection of the inside. True or not? Amen. I know some folks don't like to believe that, but it's the truth. Why? You see it, a joyful heart makes glad the face. By grief of heart, the spirit is smitten. Joy brings you up. Grief and sorrow bring you down. Bring you down. Weaken you. Drain you. In fact, this is what this says in Proverbs 17:22. Proverbs 17:22, again, the Young's literal translation. A rejoicing heart does good to the body. Mm-hmm. Now, how much plainer can you get than that? Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's figurative, Brother Keith. It is not figurative. That's as plain as you can say. Yeah. Well, the King James says, what, a merry heart does good? Actually, like a medicine is not a good translation. It's not like a medicine. It is, it is a medicine. Anybody remember Proverbs 4? My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are what? Life to those that find them, and health, or the margin says, medicine to all their flesh. Didn't say it's like medicine. It is medicine. Amen. It's the most powerful medicine you'll ever get a hold of. Amen. And it has zero side effects. Hallelujah. Have you ever noticed these 10,000 commercials for drugs? This drug's amazing. They put these pictures of all these people having this wonderful time, and your headache will be gone. You may have organ failure. You may die, but your headache is gone. And they try to say it real fast at the end of the thing, you know. I mean, it's 48 side effects. And we're laughing. But Phyllis and I have seen, haven't we, many cases of people who are having severe problems. And as we prayed for them and sought the Lord, He brought up to us too many medications with crossover side effects. And as soon as they got off some of that stuff, those problems went away. They're trying to believe for something, a problem they didn't actually have. It was medicine induced. Now, you know, I'm not knocking medicine. There's some good medicines that can help you when you need it. And we thank God for our doctors and especially people that are believers. And I pray for researchers. Yeah. Lord, help them to find things. Help them to understand these things. But you don't want to replace faith in God's medicine with just natural things. I've had people try to tell me, well, yeah, I accept that, preacher. You know, prayer can be a good help to medicine. Oh, no. No, honey. Natural medicine can be a natural help to God's healing power. Amen. And it's according to where our faith is. No, don't let people relegate prayer to a side thing, Amen. A help thing, the word to a side thing. It's the main thing. Amen. Doesn't mean you can't take a medicine or have a procedure, but if you don't put this first, nothing's going to work like you're supposed to. You're not going to get the results you're supposed to get. And in a lot of cases, you won't need anything else but this. Well, amen or oh me, or I'll think about it. Or it's according to our faith. Yeah, God can do anything. Nothing's too hard for Him. But we don't receive according to what He can do. It's according to our faith. A rejoicing heart does good to the body. The Amplified says, a happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing. But a broken spirit dries up the bones. God's Word translation says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but depression drains one's strength. That's the God's Word translation. A joyful heart is good medicine, but depression drains one's strength. That's what we've been talking about all along, right? Is it true that depression will drain your strength?
Yes, it is.
Then you can't afford it. I said you can't afford it. We can't afford depression for 2 hours. We can't afford it. I mean, living in this world, stuff we're dealing with, our frailty of our human body condition right at this time, we can't afford anything draining us. We need something strengthening us. Can we do anything about being depressed? Or are we helpless victims? Are we powerless against feelings? If you feel bad, do you have to act like you feel bad? If something bothers you or a thought tries to get you down, do you have to stay home with a box of tissues and the curtains pulled? Do you have to?
No.
Now we're talking about being spiritual. We walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. Now sight includes all the stuff that's going on out here. It would include feelings. Amen. We walk by faith. Someone was purported to have asked Brother Smith Wigglesworth one time about how he felt about something. And they said he bellowed and said, I never ask Smith Wigglesworth how he feels. I tell him. Well, that's good advice. Never ask yourself, well, how do you feel? No, come on, how do you really feel? You're about to mess up. You're about to wallow around in some sorrow and self-pity and all kind of junk. You might say, well, that's what my therapist said. Well, you might need to change therapist. I mean, how much skill does that take? How do you feel? No, how do you really feel? Is that the main thing?
No.
How I feel?
No.
Are feelings truth?
No.
You can feel ways that are total lies.
Amen.
That you have no right to feel that way.
Yep.
And the feeling is real and it can be powerful. But if you don't learn how to resist such things, you will be a victim.
Amen.
And you will be drained. There'll be thing after thing after thing that hurts you, that makes you mad, that upsets you, that bothers you, and the feelings are real. And if you yield to them, you will be a slobbering, nose-blowing mess for half your life. And nobody wants to be around that. Amen. Nobody enjoys being around that. Amen. That is being weak. Amen. It's being childish. It's being carnal, unspiritual. People who really are strong in spirit, people who really walk strong by faith, you can't tell some big problems going on in their life just by being around them for a few minutes. Amen. You can't tell it. Amen. If people are around you for 10 seconds, mm-hmm. and the next thing they go is, what's wrong? Is something wrong? You ain't doing too well. This is going over big, isn't it? No. One of the greatest things is to realize it is true. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I don't have to act like I feel. I can feel like 40 miles of muddy road. I can feel lower than a snake's belly in a wagon rut. I can feel rough. But I don't have to act that way. I can act like I'm an overcomer. I can act like I'm more than a conqueror. I can act like the Bible's true. Because it is. Hallelujah. And I can say, yeah, I see this, I feel this, but that's not the end of the story, and that's not all that matters. The Lord said this, and that's what I believe. Amen. Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith, he's pastored for a number of years, and he said every church he would take, many of them were run by the board, run by the deacons, and they had numerous pastors, and he said it'd take sometimes a while for them to let him lead in some things. They're used to running everything. And so he said sometimes they'd start talking about a problem, and then he'd go to this one, he'd talk about it some more, and then this person talk about it some more. He said by the time they got back around and circled him, they'd look at him and go, Lord, Brother Hagin, what are we going to do? You know, they got this problem in the church. And he'd say, we're just going to act like the Bible's true. He said a lot of times they'd just physically breathe a sigh of relief and go, yeah, you know it is. Bible's true. It's a decision. Are we going to look at the bills and talk about how much it is and how bad it is and how impossible it is day and night? Or are we going to talk about how big God is and how easy it is for Him to take care of this and how faithful He is? It's a choice of what we look at.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.